Hey guys, Dr. Ben here. Welcome to a Power Pack Brokerpreneur Bite. Get ready to dive into proven strategies for recruiting top talent, retaining your best agents, and skyrocketing sales in the next 10 minutes. I'm your host, of course, Dr. Ben Spears, along with our real estate guru, Matt Vai. Join us as we unravel the secrets to take your brokerage to new heights. Let's dive in.
Hey guys, welcome to yet another episode of the Real Estate Recruiting Podcast. I'm here, I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the ambassador of flow, talking to the big guy himself, who's always here, because you know I can't do this alone.
No.
How's it going, Matt?
Doing good, doing good. You could do it alone. You'd be like, hey, guys, this is what we're going to flow into next. Here's the flow of our next topic.
Yeah, they're like, welcome to Ben's 30-minute joke, 30-minute joke session.
Joke-a-thon.
if you want to support these jokes, pick up the telephone.
Oh, yeah,
like joke-a-thon. How's it going, dude?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Another day in paradise, living the dream.
Yep, absolutely.
We're gonna talk about a cool topic today. So we're gonna jump into adaptation or adapt and abandonment, mm-hmm. and the difference between the two when it comes to your recruiting processes and how to look at that to decide whether the things that you're doing you need to keep doing them or whether you need to let them go.
Yeah, I like it. And guys, we just finished up our 4-part series on how to become a great recruiting manager. So if this is maybe the first time you're listening to this, make sure you go back and take a listen. 4 of the last 5 episodes. Those are really cool. We also had just celebrated our 100th episode. Yep. A few episodes ago, we have Mr. Bob Berg, co-author of The Go-Giver, best-selling author. So go and check out that one as well. But if it's not your first time here, if you're not a first-time caller.
Right.
The routine.
Requesting a joke.
Yeah, exactly. The routine, make sure wherever you are, you hit that follow button, that subscribe button. There's no better time than the present than to go to prospectboomerang.com. Sign up for a free account. Join our free recruiting group. You get access to some of our downloads and some of our lead magnets to bring more agents into your office. Let's us get to know you and your business a little bit better. And hopefully lets you guys get to know us and ours as well. So Matt, adapt versus abandon. They both start with same letter, but that's about the only similarity, yeah, right?
The only similarity. But we put jokes in the group too, don't we? I think we joke around in there too. We have a little bit of a joke-a-thon that goes on inside the group, right?
I can start throwing dad jokes left and right, guys.
Right, yeah, so adapt and abandon absolutely means two completely different things. But so here's what, you don't have to agree with my definition, but we're going to define it so that the rest of the podcast hopefully makes sense. So yeah. Adapt means you're looking at the circumstances and you're making adjustments based on the needs or based on changing needs. Mm-hmm. And abandon means you're looking at the circumstances and discontinuing the process or direction based on the current outcome or on the potential outcomes. Okay.
Yeah.
So the reason why we're talking about this is we have conversations with people, right? We try to talk to as many people as we possibly can. I think our audience knows this. We have, of course, we have clients, but we also have a ton of other people that we talk to on a regular basis. We just like getting feedback. Yeah. We just like having discussions because it allows us to be more connected big picture with what's going on. And one of the things that comes up a pretty decent amount is people will say things like, oh yeah, I need to get rid of doing this program, or I was using this in the past and I needed to do this now, or the franchise system offers this and I really like it, or I want to start using it, or franchise system offers this and I don't ever use it because of this reason, or I'm going to discontinue it, or whatever the deal is.
Yep.
And so we get into the conversation about why, right? Because we like to go 3 deep on things so that we understand them better.
For sure.
We ask questions. And when we ask questions, we see a lot of times there's a feeling of the results that drives the decision of the results, how people feel like they think things are going instead of how they are actually going. Because we'll say things like, oh, okay, you're going to discontinue doing that. And they say, yeah, we're just going to quit doing that. How come? I feel like it's not helping the agents that we're actually doing, or I feel like the agents we're getting from that aren't really connected with whatever. And I'm like, okay, so tell me a little bit more about that. Are you having conversations with those agents that aren't joining? And I talked to the manager and he feels the same way. Not that feelings don't matter, because feelings matter. It would be likely to say something like feelings don't matter. Right. But the truth is, you have to have some reason why you're feeling that way. Or sometimes it's just an emotional attachment to things that happened that cause you to make that decision. And that can be an issue because you might be letting go of something that you should be holding on to, or you might be holding on to something that you should be letting go of. So that's why we wanted to dig into a little bit about how to make that decision a little bit better today, right? So how can you decide if something is working for you? And if not, what to do about it, right? So I think that the first thing that we do is we take a look at, we talk about measuring all the time because it's really important. So we're going to touch on that a little bit today, but that's not the bulk of how you make that decision. There's a lot of other factors that go into it.
Right.
But first of all, take a look at, are you improving based on what's happening, or is what you're doing just making things different? Right.
So that's a good point, because different, it's weird to say improving can be boring.
Yep.
Yep. Different can be exciting.
Yep.
Right. Yep. And sometimes that's what people are looking for. They're looking for that constant
silver bullet,
just that variety, that fun, that excitement, having just everybody build around and say, yes, I love that idea. Let's just go after it. And then as something's actually starting to work and actually it's actually improving, even if it's on a small scale, sometimes it can, or even a large scale, sometimes it can just be like,
yeah, it's so boring.
I'm tired of doing the same thing. It's so monotonous, right? I do the same thing. You're just making gazillions of dollars and getting all these recruits. Yep. It's so boring.
and so we've got a fascination as an industry with innovation, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So that's what this whole disruptor and distractor and all that crap is coming from, right?
Yeah, we love it and we're terrified by it at the same time.
And that's why we love it.
Yep.
What scares us instead of, okay.
That's why I like you so much, Matt.
Because I'm a scary big guy. Gotcha.